Title: Uplifter Creation in Ableton Live, Beginner Drum and Bass Effects. Alright, let's build some proper drum and bass uplifters in Ableton Live. The goal here is simple: rising tension that pulls the listener into the drop, without wrecking your mix or stealing space from the drums and sub. We're going to make three beginner-friendly uplifters using mostly stock Ableton devices. One classic noise riser that works in basically any DNB track, one resampled texture riser for that gritty jungle realism, and one synth pitch riser for a more modern, techie vibe. And along the way, I'll show you how to automate the stuff that actually sells the illusion. Filter, pitch, reverb size, and volume. Plus a few arrangement tricks that make the drop hit harder. First, quick prep so everything is set up like a real session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a standard DNB pace, and it matters because the timing of your build and your automation feels different at faster tempos. Set your grid to quarter notes to start, because it makes drawing long automation ramps easy. Later you can tighten details on eighth notes, or even turn the grid off for more natural curves. Now create a new audio track and name it Uplifter. This can be where you collect resampled risers later, but for now it's just a good habit to think FX Lives here. Next, create a return track and name it FX Verb. This is your big shared space. On FX Verb, drop in hybrid reverb. If you don't have hybrid reverb, use Ableton Reverb. Set it to a hall type if possible. Here's a solid starting point. Decay around 6 to 10 seconds, so it feels huge. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't instantly smear the attack of anything feeding it. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. This is critical. Reverb in the low end is how you turn a clean build into muddy chaos. High cut around 10 to 14 Khz just to keep it smooth. And because it's a return track, set the mix to 100% wet. After the reverb, put an EQ8. Do another high pass around 250 to 400 Hz, and if the reverb gets harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4 Khz. That range can get bitey when you start pushing noisy risers into a long haul. Cool, now we have a big space that won't kill our sub. Before we build anything, one mindset shift that will instantly level up your builds. Don't think one riser, think energy lanes. You can imagine three lanes: an air lane, which is usually noise or a hat wash, wide, bright, and exciting. A mid lane, which is texture or synth, that's character and movement. And a transient lane, which is little ticks, foley, or gated rhythm that speeds up and adds urgency. You don't need all three every time, but keeping them conceptually separate makes mixing and arranging way easier than stacking 10 things and hoping. Alright, method 1. The classic noise uplifter. Fast, reliable, and it just works. Create a MIDI track and name it Noise Rise. Drop operator on it. Inside operator, turn on the noise oscillator. That's your white noise source. Turn off oscillators A, B, C, and D, or pull their levels down to zero so you're only hearing noise. Turn on operator's filter as well. A low pass is fine here, but we're also going to do most of the riser motion with auto filter after operator. Now make an 8-bar MIDI clip. 8 bars is a super common DNB build length. If you want shorter builds later, you can do 4 bars, but 8 is the sweet spot for learning. Draw one sustained MIDI note for the entire clip. Pick something like C3. For noise, pitch doesn't really matter, but consistency does. Now the effects chain on the noise rise track. Add them in this order. First, auto filter. Set it to band pass. Band pass is one of the easiest ways to get that classic whoosh focusing upward sound. Start the frequency low, like 200 to 400 Hz, and we'll automate it rising up to around 6 to 10 Khz. Set resonance somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. If you push resonance too hard, it can whistle. Sometimes that's cool, but for a clean beginner riser, keep it controlled. Add a little drive, like 1 to 4 dB, just to give it energy. Next, add saturator. Turn on soft clip mode. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB, depending how aggressive you want it. Then pull the output down so you're not clipping your master. Distortion makes risers feel urgent. But if it's just loud, it's not tension, it's annoyance. After that, add utility. Set width to something like 140 to 170%. Wide noise feels bigger and more cinematic. But quick teacher note, always check mono. You can click the mono button in utility briefly. If your riser disappears in mono, reduce the width, or do your widening earlier and keep the final stage more stable. Now we automate. Hit A for automation mode. Three key automations. 1. Auto filter frequency ramps up over the full 8 bars. 2. Your track volume or utility gain ramps up, but keep it subtle early and more intense near the end. And 3. the send amount to FX verb starts low, then increases, especially in the last two bars. Here's a very DNB-friendly trick. Do a two-stage rise. For bars 1 through 6, let it rise steadily. Then bars 7 and 8, make the curve steeper, push more reverb send, and maybe a bit more saturation drive. That reads as acceleration, like things are going out of control, even if it's not drastically louder. And now the big drop hits harder trick, the pre-drop cut. Right before the drop, in the last eighth note to quarter note, automate the track volume down quickly. A tiny mute gap. Even a 16th note can work. That microsilence is pure contrast. It makes the downbeat feel heavier without changing the drop at all. Before we move on, quick gain staging checkpoint. Your uplifter layers should generally peak somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on their own track meters, before whatever limiter you might have on the master. If you keep turning the master down to survive the riser is too hot. Alright, method 2. The resampled texture uplifter. This is where you get that authentic jungle grit and realism. Create an audio track and name it Texture Rise. Choose a source. You've got options. This audio version is shortened for playback.